أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار
یہ آیات جو میں نے تلاوت کی ہیں
حضور says that the verses that I have just recited, the translation is as follows. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of the night and the day there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Allazina yazkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan, those who remember Allah while standing, sitting and also lying on their sides, and in the creation of the heavens and the earth they ponder over that and they say, O our Lord, you have not created this in vain, you are holy, so therefore save us from the punishment of the fire. In these verses Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to this point, that this point should be clear to us, to all the people, to all human beings, that every creation, all types of creation is from Allah, and everything in the heaven and the earth is included in this creation, and human beings are a part of this creation. For human beings, for their betterment, for their comfort, and also for their work, Allah Almighty has created various times. In one place it, He has mentioned, if there is a day all the time and there was no night at all, then what would be, how would you feel about that? And if there is a night continuously and there is no day, then what, how would you suffer for that? In these countries, in Western countries, if you analyze, in winter, the days are very short and the nights are long. And in these days, generally people would have seen that the number of patients of depression increases. This is a great favor of Allah Almighty that He has created day and also night in two different timings are there. And when there is a sudden change, slight change, that despite the fact that human beings and those people who live here, they are used to this change, but despite that, when the days are short and the light is short, then they suffer from depression. So this is a great favor of Allah Almighty upon human beings. And then, and the days and the nights, in various weathers they go on changing. Sometimes nights are short and days are long, and some days are short and the light nights are long, and sometimes they are equal. So these changes and changing days and nights which Allah Almighty has created, that is for this purpose, that that they should be remembering and praising Allah Almighty, that this is a great favor of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty has created such an atmosphere that the change which is in the nature of human beings, they should realize that, and he should not become a patient of depression. And then the days of the night, the days of the light, if we analyze, they are generally, it is spread over longer periods, and the shorter period of light are comparatively short. This is also a great favor of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty says that wise people are those who ponder over the changing period and days and nights, and they are grateful to Allah Almighty that as He created the nature of human beings, so He has created the weathers. And from this point of view, He said that these changing days and the nights, in the days of the light, people should draw a lesson, and also spiritual benefit should be drawn from that. And the light of Allah, the noor of Allah, which is given to, which is made manifest and sent to the life through His chosen people, they should try to benefit from that. And they should look around to find out those people who have been sent by God by seeking help from Allah Almighty. And they should be inclined towards accepting the truth of Allah and not towards rejection. These are the people, these are the things which draw the attention of human beings towards Allah. And one should always be very grateful for these bounties of Allah Almighty. We are very fortunate indeed that the second spiritual advent of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have been able to recognize that, and we are benefiting from this spiritual light in this age. That in this age Allah Almighty has given us this spiritual light for our spiritual progress. And Allah Almighty says that simply to take part from this light is not enough, rather they should be more grateful for that, and they should remember Allah Almighty, which is very essential. Allah says allazina yazkurun allaha qiyaman wa qudan. Allah Almighty says in the second verse that these people are those who remember Allah Almighty in standing and sitting and also on their sides. Wa yatafakkarun fi khalqi samawati wal ardh, and they, in the creation of the heaven and the earth, they ponder over that, how Allah Almighty has created heavens and earth. And they say, Rabbana ma khalaqta haza batila. So, and then they spontaneously say that, O Lord, You have not created all these things vain, without any purpose, but there is a purpose of every creation. And all the creation that we see on the earth, there is a purpose of everything. And Allah Almighty, You are holy. So therefore, you save us from the punishment of fire. It may not happen that by denying these things, we may become eligible for this, maybe, you know, put into this punishment of fire. So, after believing in those who have been appointed by Allah Almighty, sent by Allah Almighty, and with every thought that everything has been created by Allah Almighty, we should always be having feelings of gratefulness and thankfulness to Allah Almighty. And they should be more paying more attention to worship. And when they do so, then all those commandments which have been given by Allah Almighty. So, this is such a circle in which when a person comes into that one, he always moves forward in the right direction of virtues. And he also acts upon good deeds. And he becomes saturated with the feelings of gratefulness and thankfulness to Allah Almighty. And whatever Allah Almighty has created, he ponders over that. And his faith becomes stronger and stronger by looking at this creation of Allah Almighty. In this area we see there are very high mountains and very deep valleys, and waterfalls are there, rivers and streams are there. This is the area of Lake District, very beautiful area is this. All these things that we see, these are actually, they depict the concept of God, and these various sites of nature, they draw our minds to Allah. If we look at the map of the universe and whatever these scientists, they have been able to see with the telescope, powerful telescopes, so then our Earth in this huge cluster of celestial bodies is a very small bit. Some time it is written that people say that our Earth would be somewhere here. There are so many things in this Earth which Allah Almighty has created. When a human being looks at that, wherever you go, whichever path you take, wherever you stand and look around, you will be able to see the might of Allah, power of Allah being manifested. In a very glorious way, you will be able to see that. And then a person has to believe in the power of Allah with full conviction. This is the beauty of Ahmadis, that by realizing the beauty of the Imam of the age, they have been able to recognize the beauties of Allah. And their mind and attention is drawn to the creation of Allah Almighty, to the creation of all these things. Otherwise, Allama Iqbal, he was a famous poet, he has written a poem, in the title of that was A Complaint to Allah, because he was Muslim, he was a Muslim, but he was not able to recognize the true God, the true concept of God. But he was not able to recognize and appreciate the Allah Almighty and his creations. But one Ahmadi lady who was brought up in the house of the Imam of the age and got the training, she wrote a reply to that, that you see me in the height of the mountains, you see me in the depth of the valleys, and you see me in all these places. You can see me. And every creation of Allah Almighty is such that you can see the reflection of Allah into that. And by looking at all these things, you will be reminded of Allah. And you should be able to remember Allah. So this is the distinction of an Ahmadi, that he has got the full perception and understanding of Allah Almighty. And his faith becomes stronger and stronger by doing so. The other celestial bodies which are in the heaven, in the creation of the heaven and the earth, the people have seen them from distance. And according to their knowledge, limited knowledge, they have been able to see some pictures, but actually the depth of that is not known to them. But in this earth, Allah Almighty has created all these things, and very strange spectacles of the glory and the might of Allah are there to be seen. So this is the beneficence of Allah, this is the glory of Allah, that when these verses were revealed some 1400-1500 years ago, there was a perfect man who did not have this knowledge of this earth, of this world, but Allah Almighty gave him all this knowledge and revealed the word of Allah upon him, and he made him the perfect man. And he is the one who told us. And these verses are the example and the proof of the truth of Islam. And in this way, Allah Almighty, at that time when the scientific progress was not there, Allah Almighty has revealed very deep secrets of the creation and the heaven of earth and at that time. And that is why Allah Almighty has said that human beings, by looking at these things, they say that مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, that, O Allah, you have not created all these things vain, without any purpose. So never ever make us like this, that we are those people who understand you wrongly. And as a result of that, we are turning away from your worship, and we do not worship you. And then we become the recipient of the punishment of fire. So when we read the Holy Quran regarding the science and the creation of human beings, when we ponder over these verses, then our faith in Allah is further strengthened and the truth of Islam becomes more manifest to us. So therefore, every Ahmadi should always be paying attention to this one, that in the creation of the universe and the human beings, that all these things, actually they are the great proof of the existence of Allah. Those people who say that Allah is not there, if they look at these things, then everything in this universe is indicating the presence of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that those people who use their intellect, they have been called ulul albab, the people of wisdom. Allazina yazkurun Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan. In this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned the other aspect, that the people of wisdom and with sane intellect, those are the people that these things are owned by those people who ponder over these things. And that is to say that people should think over it. And the true perception and understanding and the real intellect and knowledge can only be obtained from God. And the real intellect is of those people who turn to Allah Almighty and ponder over the creation of Allah Almighty. And that is why it is said that people should be afraid of from the deep perception and understanding of a mu'min, of a believer, because he sees with the light of Allah. And the true wisdom and intellect, as it is said, it can only be achieved when there is not the quality of taqwa in that. If you want to be successful, then you employ your intellect and ponder, think over it. And for this purpose, Allah Almighty has stressed this point again and again in the Holy Quran. And they should ponder over the verses of the Quran, and you should be very pious in your nature, And when your hearts are pure, and also you are using your intellect, and you are treading on the path of righteousness, then with the combination of all that, the condition would be such that the voice will rise from your hearts, that Rabbana ma khalaqta haza batila, that then this voice will come out from your hearts. When these things will be there, you will be righteous and you will employing your intellect and turn to Allah Almighty and you ponder over these things, then truly you will be able to say Rabbana ma khalaqta haza batila, and then this prayer will rise from your heart that Allah Almighty, forgive us our mistakes and forgive our sins and enable us to follow those paths which are the paths of your pleasure, so that we should be saved from the punishment of fire. And then there's the voice will come out from our hearts, and then you will understand that actually the real creator, all these things are indicating to the proof and the existence of the real creator. Then Allah Almighty, who is the real creator of all the things, then the proof of that will be laid bare before you, and then you will be able to understand that you will understand that all these things, they prove the existence and the presence of this real and the true creator of all the universe. All these knowledges and branches of knowledges and the various achievements and the wisdom and the advancement of science, all this advancement is actually pre-mentioned, forementioned by Allah Almighty in the verses of the Holy Quran. The people will progress in every field that was mentioned, but without the help of Allah Almighty, it is impossible. But when they ponder over it, and it appears that scientists, when they work very hard, then they are also having a sort of this condition of revelation. Whether they are asking Allah Almighty in that way or not, but they have the desire, they work very hard and pay attention to it, and they are very keen about that. So imperceptibly and without any conscious effort, they are working on that way, which also brings the help of Allah to them. May Allah make it this situation that we should be able to worship Allah Almighty in the true way, and also we are also reflecting on the creation of heaven and earth and the creation of Allah, and our faith in Allah Almighty goes from stronger strong to stronger position and becomes more and more strong all the time.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر